Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, extend yourself and heal others starting today.
In your home,
sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
Welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. Welcome in with love and light. Today we have a beautiful show for you in our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And you know what we do here? It's short, fast ideas to give a little love drop to your business and get you thinking about maybe how you could do things a little differently, or maybe just adding something to your business that is needed. So, good day and glad to have you in. We have a big topic of discussion today that just is a topic to get us thinking maybe in a little bit of a different way when it comes to our business and when it comes to prosperity. So today our talk is Love Rules and Prosperity Rocks. Off with asking the question, where are you in your path, in your energetic field, in your movement, in this experience, you know, this spiritual experience that we happen to be in a human form? Where are you when it comes to the word prosperity? And we're, you know, of course, talking about your business. So what I'd like you to do is just take a couple seconds and think about that word and think about what that feels for you, what that brings up for you, and how prosperity either changes the way that you feel or lifts the way that you feel. You know, we can be at one vibration about something, or we can be at a higher vibration about something. The question is, does the word prosperity pull you up or pull you down? Can you think about that for just a second? Okay, great. So Love Rules and Prosperity Rocks is about us talking about your business today in the human form, and also talking about the new world where love is everything, and how we can start bringing energetically in the new world ways, the new world love, the new world science, as I'm going to call it, into the way that we work with prosperity today. So we can understand that love does rule and prosperity does rock, because it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Sometimes do you feel like in your business that you have profits without prosperity? So maybe your business is profitable. Maybe you're bringing in clients and you're loving them up and they're coming back again and again. And they're those wonderful raving fans that we talk about so much on this show. But you have profit without prosperity. And what that means is that you have profit without the love and the appreciation and the gratitude for the prosperity that is coming through the door. Maybe your business has no profit and no prosperity. You know, you can be working your tail end off and not have any prosperity in your business as far as profit. You just think of the human word profit. Profit is concerned. There's always prosperity, right? Because there's always love in your business. The question is are you attached to the needing of the profit, or are you unattached and you're just rocking back and forth in that love rules place, right? Where you realize that everything that you get is love and everything that you give is love. And that the prosperity is all part of that equation. It's part of that scientific, you know, way of how things work. And I'm using the word scientific in a very loose, loving, spiritual way today. So what we're talking about here is that, you know, in the new world, money, profits, prosperity as we look at it today isn't even going to be anything on our focus. We will just know that we're taken care of. We will know that one love exchange gets another love exchange, and that there's this law of circulation where the love that we give out just comes back, that we just live in this beautiful, loving environment. And that is what we keep waiting for, right? We're waiting for this new world. We know there's big changes coming ahead. But what are we doing today to already live in that new world? You can have a very profitable business and still not have prosperity because you are attached to needing it. You're attached to this human condition of having to have money, having to have fun, having to have more. It's only when you move from that worry and struggle into really that place that love rules, that prosperity starts rocking the house. And why is that? Because you ask for the universe, you give out in that law of circulation, it comes back. When it comes back, you're grateful, you see it, you feel it, you're energized by it, and then you just move back forward in that law of circulation, and it comes back again. That's love rules and prosperity rocks. It's when you shift from the worry, you shift from the struggle, you shift from this today human condition. If you are of the philosophy or you are of the believing that the world is changing and that the only thing that's going to rule is love, if you believe that as I believe it and as many of us spiritual entrepreneurs and healing professionals believe, then the way to move into prosperity today is start living as if you're already in that circulatory love system that we are looking for. You have to live today as if love rules and prosperity rocks. because it's already here for you. And it doesn't matter how full your business is or how empty your business is. Energy and the vibration of that is what's going to not only create this new world and create these new concepts, but it's also going to put you in an energetic light in this human world to be able to really attract more love, which love and prosperity are the same thing. There's no difference, right? Because that's what it says in the new world. There will be no stress or worry about money or where things are coming from. There may not even be the concept of money. So we have to live today without the struggle. And, you know, that's so easy to say because we have bills to pay. We have businesses to keep up. We have mouths to feed. We have families to take care of. And we live in this human world where those are things that we have to think about. But let me tell you, whatever the case may be, when you move to that energy of releasing and being unattached to needing it, that's when you start to bring in more. Even on the days where you're going, not exactly sure how I'm going to make this work. How am I going to super glue these $3 together or this $300 or these $3,000 or whatever it is to pay what it is that I need to pay to keep upright? It's when you can look at that, whatever it is, however big it is or however small it is, and you can bless it and you can be grateful for it and you can thank God for it or thank the divine for it, and that you can stay in that energy of no worry, no struggle, no strife, and you just stay rocked in that energy of love. That's when love rules and prosperity rocks. Because you've already started moving your energy into that new world. You're already starting to move the world forward with your energy today. Can you do it? Sure you can. Absolutely. You know, one little thing that you might say is, you know, I'm ready to accept all the love that God has planned for me. I am ready to accept all the love that God has planned for me, because love rules and prosperity rocks, and it's all the same thing. So today, your job is take a look at your life and where you feel about your prosperity. Where is the worry coming in? Where is the struggle coming in? Can you move yourself to, I am ready to accept all the love that God has planned for me? Can you move yourself to that in the strife, in the struggle, and when things are going wonderful? And know that it's all the same. All the love you give out is the love that comes back to you. It's time that in today we start creating what we want in the future. And to do that, we have to start living in the new world today. So today, let love rule in your life and prosperity rock for you in every single thing that you do. Just be on the quest of love. Be on the quest of gratitude. And know that God has a plan for you, and you are in the right place at the right time. That is our show today, and I just want to send you off with love and light. As I always share with you, please come on over to sharpeningyourspirit.com. I have some free goodies for you. I would love to meet you in person. I thank you so much for blessing me with your presence, and I so enjoy these moments that we have together to put a little love drop in 15 minutes into your business. So, love, light, and as you know, a big kiss. Have a beautiful day, everybody.